Around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, I mentioned when the show began an hour ago that it's Kentucky Derby Day. We're about to hear more about what's happening there from our local affiliate. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. As we begin hour two on this May 3rd broadcast, it's just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Week 267 of our National Communal Forum is going to be the way we start. The NCF, it is such a popular segment of the show. Why other nationally syndicated shows don't do this, we find it strange, frankly, but we're glad they don't because it makes us unique. What this segment really does for us, it allows us to talk politics, local happenings, national matters impacting areas where we have local affiliates, travel and tourism gets mixed in there to a degree. Most importantly, it delivers real-time reports you're not going to hear anywhere else. Holding for us on that show hotline are three of our 600-plus weekly affiliates. We've got a race theme going on today, Mary.
Oh, we definitely do. And next week during our preferred travel panel, we're going to talk road tripping, and all three of these places that we're going to discuss are certainly great places to take a road trip. But let's welcome Gus Allen, Program Director with our Louisville affiliate AM 1080 WKJK Radio. We have Greg Stein, Sports Director with affiliate AM 680 WCBM Radio in Baltimore, and Jeremy Giggy, Sports Director with our Columbus, Indiana affiliates AM 1010 and FM 98.1 WCSI Radio, and that is part of the Indianapolis DNA.
All right, Mary, let's do this. Guys, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank
you.
And happy Derby Day. Well, happy Derby Day to you, Gus.
All right, Gus.
Since we talked about it a bit in hour one today, we're going to start with you in Louisville. There seems to be a feeling that the Santa Anita Derby winner Journalism will win today. They're right there at Churchill Downs for the 151st run for the Roses. I've also seen other experts say Sandman or Sovereignty has a chance. So set the scene for everyone. How big a day this is for your city, and who's your money on today?
Well, this is... If you've never been to the Kentucky Derby, I want to invite you to come. It is a unique event unlike anything else I can ever describe. It is the one place that you can actually walk up and get a ticket if you just decide to come today. It costs you a little bit, $120, but you get into the infield. You can walk around and take it all in. It's also the last sporting event people all dress up for, and they really want to dress up for it. The outfits are probably as big as what's going on in the horses out here. 150,000 of your closest friends right here at Churchill Downs, and everybody's having a great time. You will not come to the Kentucky Derby and have a bad time, even if you try to do that. Yes, there's plenty of libations here. We have this thing called bourbon in Kentucky. I think you might have heard about it.
Well, but just
and
a bit,
there's
yeah,
plenty
yeah.
of it on. Just a bit. There's plenty of it out here. You can come here and take in the bourbon trail as well, but today it's all about the horses at Churchill Downs. We start at 10 a.m. In fact, we just had our first race at 11 o'clock. It just went off. Little rainy today. It's not exactly what we like. It's all, we always say it's sunny and 75 at the Derby, even when it's not. We have the four seasons sometimes all in one afternoon. It's going to be a great day no matter what, even though it's a little bit of rain on the track today.
Well, tonight, just before 7 p.m. Eastern time, we will know who the winner is, and we'll see whether it's Journalism
Gus,
or who it is.
Thank you so much. I love live radio, and this is why. Thank you so much for that great report live from the Derby. Thank you. So we know you're busy. So, all right, let's head to Indiana. In 22 days over the Memorial Day weekend, the 109th Indianapolis 500 will be held at the historic Speedway there. Jeremy, we are a little focused on horses today. This is a different type of horsepower you've got going on. I've been told that you're pretty passionate about this race. So talk about the Indianapolis 500 and the impact it has on the area each year.
Well, I appreciate you having me. And if you are looking for a great reason to visit Indiana, May is the month to do it. It is a wonderful time. I am more passionate about the spectacle of racing than necessarily what's under the hood of each vehicle, but it's a lot of fun, and it's a family tradition for me to have gone there. And as are many people here in the state of Indiana, we all rally around a little track just southwest of downtown Indy and Speedway there, and all the festivities that happen as well. Things kick off with the Grand Prix, Santiago Grand Prix on May 9th and 10th, and it's just nonstop until the end of the month from there. We've got qualifying weekend and Carb Day concerts. And, of course, everyone loves the 500 festival parade, and there's porch parties. I mean, it's just such a great time.
Yeah, so there's a lot of events going on.
Yeah, well, listen, last week we were talking Talladega on the show. We got Indianapolis 500 coming. Yeah. We certainly got Kentucky Derby today.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Right, now we're going to go to Baltimore, Rudy. The Kentucky Derby is today, as we've been talking about, but in 14 days, on May 17th, when Mary and I will be broadcasting the show live from Orlando, the Preakness Stakes will be happening at Pimlico. So, Rudy, where do you want to go with Gary?
Well, Gary, I used to live in Washington, D.C. forever, so I know Pimlico vaguely. I'm not a horse better, but do you have a drink at Pimlico like they do over there at that thing in Kentucky, that other state?
We have the Lazy Susan, which I don't particularly drink, to tell you the truth, so I'm not exactly sure what's in there, but it is a Baltimore staple. I've been here for 38 years, and this is going to be my 38th Preakness, and I can tell you what, the Kentucky Derby sounds great, and I'm sure it is, but there really is nothing like the Preakness on the third Saturday in May.
So
okay,
I have
and
to...
why is the public invited, just by the way? I mean, is it easy to get a ticket?
Well, yeah. I mean, the public is invited. Crowds used to be, I mean, huge. We used to get like 125,000, but they've done a remake as far as the infield is concerned, and now it's kind of like by invitation only. So the crowds are down about 88,000 to 90,000. But it is quite an event. There's no doubt about it. Crabs and beer, the Lazy Susans. We've got the Black Eyed Susan on Friday, and we do have a whole week's worth of events as well. So
let's think about the opportunity. Gary, yeah, let's think about all the stuff going on. What I want to ask you this, all right, as you look right now to the Kentucky Derby, what's going on there with Gus, is there a horse that you're betting on that you want to be able to see in a couple of weeks there in Baltimore with you?
Well, journalism is the favorite. I'm interested because, you know, there was a late scratch, Bob Baffert's horse, Rodriguez, replaced by Baeza at 12-1. Watch that horse. And again, we don't know which horses are going to come to the Preakness. Just because you win the Derby or you participate in the Derby doesn't necessarily mean you come to Baltimore.
No, that's true.
But I think Baeza is a very, very interesting horse to watch.
Well, and then after that, we obviously have got Belmont here in the New York area where we are. All right, last question from us, guys. We're going to go in this direction. And this is from one of the polls that are currently on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Want to know, and we'll go in the same order, so Gus, Jeremy, and then Gary. Well, I'm told by Bobby that Gus dropped off. Sorry about that. So, Jeremy and Gary, then you're going to be able to fill this in. How much time do you tend to spend at an airport before you fly?
We're always told to get there at least 2 hours early, and so that's what I do. I always just arrive about 2 hours early and get myself all situated so I'm ready to go.
Okay, so you get to do that. Do you like to do any shopping there, or do you go to the club room, or do you do restaurant, or you're just there and get me on the plane and I'm out of here?
I appreciate the lounge opportunity, the snacks, and maybe a couple drinks ahead of a flight, and then the social aspect of it as well, because I do travel quite a bit.
Gary, what about you?
I've come around on that. I used to like to get to the airport early, sometimes two and a half hours in advance. I don't know. The less time I spend in an airport now, probably the better. So I get there about an hour before. I know I may be cutting it close, but that's kind of like my style right now.
Well, Greg, listen, I appreciate that. All right. I know Gus had to go. He's probably betting there on that race.
I think he's doing race cards.
Maybe his horse came in. His 11 o'clock horse came in, so we know where he went. Guys, thanks so much for being part of the show. Appreciate that. Good luck what's coming to your cities, and certainly we'll all be watching the Kentucky Derby later today. After this quick sponsors break, the cruise sector of travel is how we're going to navigate. Carolyn Spencer Brown returns to the program. We're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Here's an early access Memorial Day sale for you. This sale is a great time to purchase a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 27% off site-wide, plus get a free bedding bundle. That's a sheet set and mattress protector with any Luxe or Elite mattress order. You can also visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. We We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we mix it up after that interesting NCF, the cruise sector of travel will now fill our national airways for this G-Block. And appropriately, folks, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
And in the coming weeks, we're going to share how you can travel with us and Seabourn in 2026 and where we're all going to be going. But the facts are, with a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. And from personal experience that we've shared many times on this show, we can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere. You're going to get pampered with all kinds of really high-level, intuitive, personalized service. From your spacious oceanfront suite, you can explore all seven continents, savor gourmet dining that rivals some of the finest restaurants in the world, and you're going to enjoy complimentary premium wines, beers, and spirits.
Sign me up, folks. Listen, I'm ready for that. Folks, this all happens, by the way, with the added benefit of only having to unpack once, all right? This is your moment, everyone. Visit Seabourn.com for more info and show specials that include cabin upgrades, shipboard credits, and more. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, I know our network continues to grow and our team is adding new stations. Thank you, team. But this means we have new listeners joining the show regularly. For all of you who've been tuning in for years, the name Carolyn Spencer Brown should be familiar to you. She's well known in the cruise industry from her days as editor of Cruise Critic. Currently, she's chief content editor with Cruise Media, and Carolyn returns to the show now via the show hotline.
Well, she does indeed. Mary, Carolyn, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Always great having you on the program. All right, well, I'm going to get right into this, because this week we saw Royal Caribbean Group report strong Q1 bookings and onboard spend. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings said that they're confident about 2025. We know from our relationship with Seabourn, their bookings are strong. And as Mary and I continue to say on this program, I mean, we think some of the best value in travel you're going to find right now in the cruise sector. So what's your current read on the overall cruise sector of travel on this May 3rd, Carolyn?
Well, I certainly can see that 2025 started out with a proverbial bang. I mean, it's been a huge year. Try to get a deal. It's not that easy. People are really excited about traveling and excited about cruise travel. However, what we're watching at this point is we're watching the climate and the tariffs and the cutbacks and job losses. And we're keeping an eye out for third quarter, fourth quarter, and seeing if there's any softening. But at the moment, there's no sign of softening.
Carolyn, we've seen reports from travel advisors suggesting that they plan to sell more cruise this year and next, and areas of growth specifically are river and expedition. And Robert and I did an expedition cruise last year for the first time and broadcasted the show live from Isle of Man and then Kirkwall as part of our Let's Go America tour travels. We had a great time, really enjoyed expedition. We also enjoy river cruising. How do you weigh in on these forms of cruise?
Well, there's not a river cruise I wouldn't do again. I think it is a very magical and magnetic, appealing segment of cruise where you literally just pull, as you guys know, you pull up right in town, you get off the ship, you walk around, you go on a tour, you ride a bicycle. It's really a great way to get to know Europe and other countries too, Asia as well, on an inland basis. We did a cruise last year. It was an expedition, so we're going to cover both in one swoop here, but we did an expedition cruise on Viking of the Great Lakes, and it was more exotic for my husband and myself because we spent so much time ocean cruising in Asia and Europe and all that. We loved it. We went to Detroit. We went to Toronto. We went to Saginaw. It was magic. It was all these places that we should have been to before, but we hadn't been, and the experience was just superb. So So small ship cruising right now, I think, is at its highest point that I've ever seen it. And I think you know that at Sea Trade, which is the big annual cruise convention for the global market,
right.
For the first time, it hosted a panel of small ship CEOs, which I actually moderated. Hmm. It's the first time I've ever done that before. Mm-hmm. And that is a testament to how small ship cruising is really taking people by storm. And the other thing I think that's really special about Expedition and River together is that they're bringing in people who are great travelers, but maybe not necessarily have been to the Bahamas for 4 days on a big ship. These are real travelers, and they're choosing to cruise because it's really the only way to see what you're going to see, whether it's the Galapagos or the Antarctica, the Arctic. And so I think that it's a very exciting time for both niches.
Well,
and you'll see that.
I was going to say, let's talk about that.
To innovate there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I want to talk about that. And I know John Wagoner, he's back now with Victory. I think they're doing things in the Great Lakes. But, you know, there's a lot of competition when it does come to river cruising. And as you said, listen, there's some great operators out there. There's some that, frankly, Mary and I would not recommend. But we've certainly also seen really good growth from cruise lines and expedition cruising. Now, I personally am one, I question the economics of expedition cruising. You know, and I say that because, you know, I think it's an important part of the industry, right? We like all the diversification and investment in expedition cruising, but they are more expensive than traditional ocean cruises. They cost more to operate from the specialized crew, the insurance, helicopters, submarines that some of the lines have out there. And because the ships are smaller, that means less capacity. So a cruise line can't monetize against 500 to maybe 5,000 cabins. They have to do it across 100 to 200. So I look at expedition cruising personally as a way to attract a younger demo to cruise and give the longtime cruiser a different reason to go experience the world, or a different way to do it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Carolyn?
You know, I'm not personally an expedition kind of gal. I'm personally more into culture and arts and that kind of thing. But I did a cruise to Antarctica a couple of years ago, and I'd had a knee replacement surgery, and I was a little scared that I wasn't up for it. I wasn't physically up for it. And it was one of the most transformative experiences I've ever had in my life. It wouldn't have been on my bucket list, number one. But boy, I want to go back and do it again, because it will be different. But it's just, it takes you out of your comfort zone just enough, but not too much, because the ships are luxurious and comfortable. But you're out there day after day, you know, trundling through the snow, looking at penguins and laughing at them, and climbing steep hills, and feeling like it's just you and the universe out there. And there's nothing more special about that. And I think you also get that feeling from a Galapagos trip or an Arctic trip, you know, where you're just in a different part of the world.
Well,
how special is that?
We're looking at doing something maybe next year through the Northwest Passage. And, you know, that's a different part of the world to go see. And we did enjoy the expedition cruise we did.
Yeah.
I just question whether or not, I think it's always going to be a important part of cruise. I just think it's going to be a small part of cruise.
Yeah, I think it's grown so much more, evolved so much more. You know, when I first started covering the cruise industry, you know, an expedition cruise was considered luxury because it was a small ship, but you still had a shower over the toilet and beds that were, you know, nailed into the floors, and it wasn't particularly romantic. And I think the big evolution has been that the cruise lines have incorporated luxury into the expedition experience.
Yeah, good point.
But it's at some point, there are only so many places you can go on an expedition cruise. You're going to run out of places. I will say, though, if you're thinking about an expedition cruise and you're pretty adventurous, look for what I call it shoulder season opportunities, where they can't go to the Arctic and the Antarctic, which are the two and magnetic parts of that. Galapagos is year-round. But like we did a sailing around Indonesia. I think in November or something. It was fascinating. Most of the ports weren't even remotely ready for prime time, and it was just absolutely fascinating if you're a traveler and you really want to be adventurous.
Carolyn, couples, seniors, and multi-generational families tend to make up the largest number of cruisers. Is there another group you're keeping an eye on for growth or anything within the industry?
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on it for sure. I wish the cruise lines would be a little bit more aggressive about it, but the solo market is becoming very important to people who are much more adventurous and sophisticated than perhaps the generation before them at their age, meaning 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. And they won't not go someplace because they don't have someone to share it with. they want to go, but they don't want to pay 200%.
Well, it's the supplement. That's the problem right there, right?
Yeah. And so I think some cruise, you know, at one point when I was, I think in the 2000s, cruise lines started incorporating solo cabins into their ships so that you didn't have to pay that rate. But they stopped because they became a little bit more formulaic. Every cabin is for two. But I think we're seeing a lot of interest from travelers who want to go on solo cruises and not share a cabin and not feel like they're, you know, they're incredibly overcharged. I think the cruise lines haven't caught up with that yet.
Yeah, so you have to look. Yeah. Every so often you'll see offers out there and so forth.
Every once in a while, but, you know, it's not
regular.
No, I agree.
It doesn't seem particularly valued.
Yeah, and we've met people on some of the cruises we've been on, and it amazes me. And they've paid that 50%, 100%, whatever it's going to be. Yeah. Caroline, listen, you know, I know we wanted to get into, you just got back from this mystery cruise. We only have about 20 seconds left, so I think we're going to leave the mystery for the next time and to address it.
It was wonderful. If you get the chance to go on a mystery cruise, take it.
All right, well, I would definitely want to hear about that for sure. Always great talking to you, Caroline. It goes by so quickly with you, but we do hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
And you too. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to catch up. Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Well, there goes Caroline. We could do the entire show with her. We just go on and on. There's so many things we want to
cover. Fun talking cruise with her.
All right, still to come this hour, folks. Listener emails. You send them in. Mary and I are going to answer them coming up. But when we return after this bottom of the hour break, airport gate passes will be the topic. Keep those radios locked in. The show's coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If you have aging concerns and you've noticed stiff joints, poor sleep, or other issues, C15, found at fatty15.com/carry, has been proven to strengthen cells, and it's a key longevity-enhancing nutrient, meaning it can help slow biological age at a cellular level. Developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy, Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help you live healthier and longer. Get 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/carry. Use that code CARRY or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by fatty15.com/carry. There are a number of different products we talk about with you on this program, and we appreciate you supporting them all. But there's never been anything like Fatty 15. The name alone probably has you interested in what this new sponsor can do for you. Well, first, this is a pioneering health at a cellular level. It's developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy. Fatty 15 is a result of years of research and development to isolate the good fat we need and put it back in our bodies to help protect us against age-related breakdowns. Essential fatty acids are critical nutrients to our bodies. Our bodies need them to support ourselves and sustain good health. Many foods contain a mix of good and bad fatty acids, but one of the best for you is called, and I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly, pentadecanonic acid, or scientists refer to it as C15:0. Fatty 15 is the first supplement of pure, essential, and vegan-friendly C15:0. And now you can take just one a day to strengthen cells, vastly improve your longevity, and slow biological aging at a cellular level. Go read the incredible story about this first-of-its-kind product and get 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit as a fan of this show by going to fatty15.com/carry. That's 15% off with code CARRY at fatty15.com/carry. Or as always, there's a link at RM World Travel and our sponsors. Well, the last time we talked to Anthony Bruno on this show, Robert and Mary talked with him about iFly, his company and website that often helps
often provides curated information on airports and their offerings, along with lots of travel advice about flying around, and again, airports in specific. We wanted to invite him back today to talk about airport gate passes, or put another way, how you can pass through security without an airline ticket. Anthony, welcome to the show. Let's start with why someone might want to go to the air side of security at an airport.
Well, you know, before 9/11 happened, you could pretty much go into the airports and not really, wouldn't matter if you had a ticket or not. But since then, everything's changed and kind of living in a new world. And this whole concept of getting into the airport without a boarding pass and to explore the shops and so on is somewhat new. And the airports are, I would say, in an experimental stage now. And I want to be sure it's differentiated between going in with a minor to get your minor child to their gate. This is a different program that allows just access to anyone who goes through the proper application process.
Which can obviously, and you know this, it could be very, if you're meeting, say, elderly folks coming on off the plane, you want to be there as they get off to help them through the airport. This is something that we used to do, as you say, before security happened at airports, but it's harder to do. Now, I've got to tell you that I have been doing this for years by simply, if I really need to do it, I go to the airport and I go up to an airline ticket counter and look at a next flight and I buy a ticket for it and go through security, do what I need to do on the other side, whether I'm meeting someone in a restaurant who's passing through the airport while switching planes, but has time for a meal with me. Then I come back out and I turn the ticket back in and say, oh, my boss just called me and said, I can't go on this trip. I need a refund. You have an easier way to do that. Or many airports are now developing an easier way to do that, correct?
Yeah, we definitely don't have that loophole articulated on our site, but I'll have to ask you a little bit more about that later.
That's real easy. So, just go buy a ticket anywhere. Go through security,
exactly, yeah.
Then come back out. But anyway, there are new things going on at airports. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I talked about the child entry. That's really done through the airlines themselves, but these visitor passes are done really at the airport level. And there's not all of them are doing it. Some of the major ones like Orlando, they actually have this up on their website. You can apply, but they recently paused it because of, I guess they were having so much interest they needed to work on staffing. Philadelphia has a program. Seattle has a program. And generally, you have to check the airport, check out iFly to see which airports are listed, or apply through the the airport's official website to get the visitor pass itself. It's a pretty easy process. Same day, some don't. You really have to check. It's based on the individual airport.
Well, I'm looking at iFly.com now, and I'm looking at the list of airports you have there, including Detroit, New Orleans, Ontario, Orlando, Palm Springs. But in some cases, you don't just show up at the airport and go to a counter and ask for it. You have to actually register in advance, right?
Yeah. Most of the cases. I know Seattle, you can do it on the same day, for example. Philadelphia, you can't. So they all really are doing this with a different rule set. And some will restrict you to a certain terminal or concourse as well. So it's really just controlled by the airports, and the rules can be different. In all cases, you need an ID. And as of May 7th, in a few days, you'll need a real ID or a passport to use a visitor pass.
Why do you suppose airports are even offering this?
I think just demand. People, you know, they have a lot of retail businesses in there as well, and there's enough demand for the scenario that you brought up earlier, just to drive commerce and just to be a service to the community as well. And some of these, you know, new terminals are very cool, and they want to show them off, so people want to see. I read a story about someone who had a 3-year-old and wanted just to see how they behaved in the airport before they went on a big trip. So they used a visitor pass for that. So there could be a lot of different reasons.
Interesting. Yeah, some people love airports. Some people hate them. I think you and I do like airports. So, you know, we don't mind going in. Anthony Bruno is the co-founder and managing partner of iFly. The website is iFly.com. Visit it for all kinds of travel information. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, as you get out the map and get on the road to wherever you want to go, if you have a travel question, share it with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Right now, Mary and I, we're going to answer a few of the emails sent in to us for this iBlock. But first, we are sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
If you've been thinking about getting protected with a security system, how about buying Mom a system for Mother's Day, giving you and her peace of mind? Well, join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust simplysafe.com/carry and protect the people and places who matter most to you, from intruders, fire, carbon monoxide, floods from broken water pipes, and many other things. This is actually a company we've been working with for 11 years now, and they don't just react to break-ins. They actually help stop them before they begin.
You know, they have everything you or your mom needs to make her place safe. It's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders, all while dispatching the police, fire, or ambulance. There are no contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. So go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's C-A-R-E-Y. You're going to save 50% as a show fan this weekend, or you can find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You'll find all of the sponsors listed there. All right, Mary, we're going to dive right into this. Email number one today is from Georgina, who listens to us in the Baltimore area. That's our local affiliate, AM 680 WCBM Radio. You know, we'll be rolling through that city when we head down to Virginia Beach in early June. Looking forward to that. She's written to us, "You've convinced me to take my first cruise, Robert and Mary, and I'm so excited. My new boyfriend and I leave from Orlando, actually Port Canaveral, on June 14th for a week. We'll be going to the Dominican Republic, St. Thomas, Tortola, and the Bahamas, and I upgraded us to an ocean view cabin. I sleep with a CPAP machine and planned to bring a power strip, but a friend at work told me they're illegal on cruise ships. Is that true? Any way to get around it?" Well, good, Mary, for Georgina. She's taking her first cruise.
Well, I'm glad you're taking your first cruise. However, your friend, she knows her cruise rules. That is correct. Cruise lines do have strict policies when it comes to electrical accessories.
Yeah, they do. Now, listen, a fire at sea, it's not something anyone wants, all right? And power strips with surge protectors are considered a fire risk, Georgina. Having said that, whether it's your CPAP machine, maybe it's a notebook computer, a tablet, a phone, camera batteries, whatever it may be, it could be a flat iron like Mary takes on our trips. Newer cruise ships, they have plenty of plugs. You'll also find USB or USB-C outlets. Older ships may still fall short when it comes to powering all of your items, but I'm going to say you'll be fine.
Yeah, I would agree. And Georgina, you can find in stores what are called, and it will say it on the box, cruise-approved power cubes, and they don't have surge protection, but you can certainly bring those on the ship with you.
And by the way, once you're on the ship, Georgina, if for some reason there aren't enough outlets in your cabin to make you happy, you could always just go to guest services, explain the situation to them, and I'm sure they'll get you what you need and what's approved for the ship. So there's our answer to that question. We're going to move on. Email number two today is from Joseph, who listens to us in Seattle. That's our local affiliate, AM 1300, KKOL Radio, The Answer. Joseph is asking, "I divorced my wife and fought for full custody of our kids. I took a new job with Microsoft and moved here to Seattle last October. Because of the divorce, it's been a while since my kids have gone on a nice vacation, and I want to do something with them this summer for a week that we'll all remember. My son is 14 and loves sports and anything that can fly. My daughter is 12 and has always loved the beach. She and I also read history books together, and she's one of the best in her social studies class in school. I enjoy listening to your show on Saturday mornings and thought you'd have some ideas for me on where to go." Well, Mary, I would say we'll try to help Joseph here. Joseph, listen, we respect that you want to take your kids somewhere this summer. The reality is there's no replacement for an involved and loving parent for kids. So wherever you go, I'm sure it'll be priceless. My vote here, based on what you've shared, is Washington, D.C. And I particularly urge you to try and go around the July 4th holiday weekend. Now, I haven't seen what's planned for D.C. that weekend yet, but with President Trump back in office, the celebration will likely be a big one. Go enjoy a baseball game with your kids at National Park. The National Zoo you can go enjoy. It's free. Another thing to throw out there, you can explore all the Smithsonian museums, including the Air and Space location. That's a must-see. If you fly into Dulles International from Seattle, which I would say is likely, there's a second Air and Space Museum location out near the airport we'd also recommend. Maybe extend the trip a little bit. Go over to Ocean City, Maryland. Enjoy the beach and the boardwalk. Or down to Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia. A lot to offer there. There's even a Busch Garden theme park. So D.C. and the surrounding areas where I say go.
All right. So, Joseph, I'm going to stay on the West Coast, San Diego. So a stay at the historic Hotel Del Coronado is going to be memorable. It dates back to 1888. They have ghost tours. It's a lot of fun. But whether you stay there or someplace else, you must visit Coronado Beach. It's one of our favorite West Coast beaches. It's a wide beach. It's a great beach. But your son will enjoy the military planes that fly over the beach on a regular basis due to the nearby Naval Air Station. So highly recommend that. And for San Diego itself, between the USS Midway aircraft carrier, the world famous San Diego Zoo, the museums of Balboa Park, you have Old Town San Diego. Robert, we really enjoy that. The way they've preserved the city's early Mexican history is terrific. You're going to have a lot of fun. I highly recommend San Diego.
Yeah, there's also the theme parks there as well.
Always. Yeah,
you have SeaWorld. You know, Sesame Place, you know, Carlsbad, you got Legoland. So also a Padres game. We'll
exactly.
go to Padres game there.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to leave it there for today. Send us your travel questions, rmworldtravel.com/contact. Thank you, Georgina and Joseph, for your emails today. Folks, as always, this is RM World Travel. We'll be right back in 180 seconds to talk ship and play. Stay with us.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, from answering emails to now discussing shipping ahead of your travels is the transition we're going to make. And today's J-Block is sponsored by helixsleep.com/Carrie.
Is there anything better than getting a good night's sleep when you travel in a super comfortable luxury bed at a hotel or a resort? Well, how about giving mom the gift of a great sleep for Mother's Day, because you can now have that same level of quality sleep at home that you're going to get in luxury hotels, and you're going to save 27% this weekend as part of their Mother's Day sale.
Unlike a lot of mattress companies out there, folks, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers. It's then shipped directly to your door from their facility. To find out which mattress is best for you or mom, all you have to do is take their simple sleep quiz. Then your personalized mattress is shipped right to your door. It's free of charge. If you aren't satisfied, by the way, they'll come pick it up with a full refund, no questions asked. Save 27% this weekend, as Mary just said, at helixsleep.com/Carrie, or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
If you're one of the many travelers who doesn't like to check your luggage, whether out of the hassle of dealing with the check-in lines and then baggage claim, or maybe you worry it's going to get lost or damaged, or perhaps you don't like the ever-increasing luggage fees charged by airlines and their weight limits, well, our next guest has another option for you. Jonathan Marsico is the CEO of Ship and Play, and he joins us now on our busy show hotline.
Yes, he is. Hello, Jonathan. Mary and I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Robert, Mary, thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Well, we're well, thanks
very
much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Listen, a former VP of our company was a big fan of ShipSticks, and he used to talk to me about the service regularly. I know he's used them in the past. You certainly have had great success building that company where folks can ship golf clubs. You also do skis to resorts and homes worldwide. Now there's Ship and Play, where folks can ship their luggage. Clearly that works with our national travel audience. I want you to talk about the evolution of the business and what made you move into this space.
Yeah, well, thanks. Really, you know, the way ShipSticks was founded and the way ShipSticks has grown and ultimately grown into Ship and Play is we really focus on following our customer. And what I mean by that is, you know, founding ShipSticks in 2011 with the core competency of enabling effortless travel for golfers. As that's continued to evolve, the golfers started shipping golf bags when they traveled, and then they started asking, can we ship our luggage with our golf bag, so we really can enable that true effortless travel experience by only bringing a carry-on, only bringing a backpack while they're traveling, really skipping the whole baggage claim experience, mm-hmm. or negative experience, I should say. So in that vein, we started shipping skis, as you referenced, really following our customers. Golfers also ski in the wintertime. They wanted to ship their skis and their boots and their ski snowboard equipment in addition to luggage. So fast forwarding to today, we're launching Ship and Play really as what I'll call the one-stop shop for all consumer traveling needs, really eliminating the checked baggage process. Anytime you're traveling, whether you're going on a family vacation, whether you're going to see family for the holidays, mm-hmm. when you're going on a honeymoon, a European vacation, and or any golf or ski trip.
Well, listen, it could
Jonathan,
be a business trip, too,
yeah.
for folks. Listen, if they've got a bunch of things they're sending to an expo.
Can you walk us through what the process looks like for a traveler? You say it's insured, tracked, and confirmed upon arrival, the bags. So that sounds like white glove service to me. Insured, tracked, and confirmed upon arrival?
That's right. So you book our order through shipplay.com or call our concierge team at shipplay.com and or our 800 number. You will create the order, and then our team will track and manage that shipment from pickup to delivery and communicate throughout the process with the traveler slash customer.
Well, listen, Mary
sounds like
a
lot better than AirTags.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot better.
So, all right, so talk to us about, you know, pricing for Ship and Play. Are all types of luggage able to be shipped? I mean, any limitations?
Yeah, really just vision, view, anything you would check on a commercial airplane, you would ship through Ship and Play. So whether that's a standard piece of luggage, whether that's a carry-on piece of luggage, an oversized piece of luggage, and or duffel bags or other bikes, music equipment, et cetera. From a pricing perspective, a domestic ground shipment, which is a four-day shipment, can range from $69 to $199.
Okay.
The $69 is a four-day ground. The overnight service option would be that $199, and with a few options in the middle.
And so obviously,
it depends on...
I was going to say, obviously, you can do international as well. We've seen that. But in addition to hotels, we also see you can ship to cruise ships. We found that interesting. That has to be organized for when the ship is in port, obviously, so the bags have a delivery point. But talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we have a dedicated cruise team. So we have partnerships with certain cruise lines, and then if we do not have an existing partnership, we still service really all cruise lines and most ports really throughout the world. So we have a dedicated international cruise team. You book your shipment. We know your itinerary. You know the ports you're leaving from and going to via embark or debark. And really, it's really just an extension of that white glove service that Mary referenced, just in the cruise product type or the cruise experience that we're enabling that same type of travel, which not only eliminates some stress leading up to the travel, but if you're connecting via flights or you're traveling, your bags are waiting for you on the ship before you even take off to go to the ship.
We can appreciate that. So listen, I want to give the website, folks, if you want to find out more, check out shipplay.com, shipplay.com. Jonathan, thank you for your time today. We're going to continue to follow the business. Appreciate the check-in.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, great business for travelers. Thank you.
Same to you both.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary. Well, there goes Jonathan. Listen, very interesting product that he has there.
I like the peace of mind that would come with that.
And you don't have any of the agita of standing around and checking in or waiting on the baggage
claim. Time saver. Yep.
At the price, it's well worth it for that. So, folks, listen, we hope you also enjoy the rest of this first weekend of May. Until we are back with you live next Saturday, May 10th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, just before we leave to kick off the big Let's Go America Tour Orlando. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.